74, Maimar Hashem Yisbav Beis. If you remember, the Chaver had stated, the Chaver had made a statement that there are too many things, too many comments regarding Eretz Yisrael and Shas, too much to mention. And the king said, well, let's try some of them. So therefore, he mentions a list of Gemaras that are in praise of Eretz Yisrael. And we're on the second side, on page 74. And we get to something controversial. We'll start from the top line. V'chem b'David u'aymer. By David it said, Ki gershuni hayay mistapech b'nachlas Hashem. David complained to Shaul. When Shaul was running after him, he had to flee Eretz Yisrael. He had to flee Eretz Yisrael, and because he had to flee Eretz Yisrael, he complained that Gerashtani Hayoim, you sent me out, Mistapeach, Benachlas Hashem, from spending time in God's portion in Eretz Yisrael. Leimar Lech Avoid Elihim Acherim. Go serve other gods. Leimar Lecha Shechala Dar Bechus Laretz Kilo Oivid Elihim Acherim. And that's a Gemara. Now, here's where it gets tricky. Ukvar samu le'eretz Mitzrayim maila al shar arotes acheres. Mitzrayim is considered superior to the other lands of the exile, to the other lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'shaftu al zulasa mikal v'chaymer. And therefore, there's a kal v'chaymer from Mitzrayim to the other lands. What is the kal v'chaymer v'omru? Now this next line is the subject of numerous interpretations. I'll read it the way you would translate it literally, what he seems to be saying. Uma Mitzrayim shenichrasa oleha bris. Asur emadach Mitzrayim. Now we'll have to figure out what bris means. Madach Mitzrayim, which has a benefit, which has something good about it. It's asur to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to Mitzrayim. Shara rotzeis lekoshke. Isn't it certainly asur to leave Eretz Yisrael to go to other lands? Now that appears to be what he's saying. If you're not leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Mitzrayim, you certainly can't leave to go anywhere else. Now what in the world are you talking about? There's a law in the Torah, and I say, about going back to Mitzrayim, there's no law in the Torah about going elsewhere. It's very difficult to take this by its literal interpretation, and therefore, there are numerous alternate attempts to explain it.
The
Bavel. That's right. Jews left to go to Bavel, but they left in chains. They didn't leave deliberately. They were left dead in Bavel. They were exiled to Bavel. Once in Bavel, they developed. Okay, this is true though, no, but Herbie's right. There were Talmidei Chacham from Eretz Yisrael who traveled to Bavel to learn in Surah Nahardah. And this is always the issue. The Ramban holds that living in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah saseh. The question is why Gedolei Yisrael throughout the ages didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Even the Ramban himself didn't go to Eretz Yisrael till the end of his life, where he had certain dangers to stay in Spain because of his disputation, and then he went. So it's a very difficult thing to work with. We're going to see next time how the king derides the Jewish people. He says, "What's going on with you Jews? You have a mitzvah being in Eretz Yisrael. Why are you all in the United States?" Well, he didn't say United States, but he said, "Why are you all outside of Israel?" He's going to say that when you damish Shmona Esrei, this is right. This Kuzari king talking to us. He said, "When you guys say Yerushalayim Ircha Barach Mintashuv, you're like birds chirping and don't know what you're saying." And that's what he's going to say. So that's a pretty strong attack. The question, though, is how to resolve it. There are two standard resolutions. One is that we don't pass like the Ramban. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam holds there is no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. And for that reason, Jews didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. The other possible approach, which Rav Moshe takes on, is that living in Eretz Yisrael is what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. It's a sort of a voluntary mitzvah, sort of like putting on tzitzis. It's a mitzvah. If you do it, it's a mitzvah. But if you don't do it, it's not an aver. So these are answers for the reasons that people don't live in Eretz Yisrael. But they're answers. Sometimes you have a good kasha, you need answers. But it doesn't take away the fact that the question is a good question. Those who said, Rabbi Chaim Kain famously said that there are too many nisyanis in living in Eretz Yisrael. It's just very, very difficult. Maybe today it's easier, I don't know. But there are too many nisyanis in living there. The point is that it's a question which begs an answer. And I've mentioned to you in the past, when I'm learning in yeshiva with my class, and Tosis has a kasha, and he says three or four terutzim, I always tell them it means that there's not a good answer. But the good answer, Tosis has one answer. Tosis has three or four answers, it means each answer has something missing. And you gotta figure out what's missing in each one. So here also, Yehuda Levi, who had a great love of Eretz Yisrael, appears to be saying that just like you're not allowed to go to Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to go to other countries. Now, it's not likely that that's really what this means. And therefore, there are various other interpretations. They turn around what it means, Ma Mitzrayim Shenichrisa Aleha Bris. So looking at the Mepharshim here, I found just in these two Mepharshim, no less than six Pshatim, six suggestions. What does it mean there was a bris about Mitzrayim? What bris was there about Mitzrayim? The simplest pshat is that he just said Mitzrayim was the best of the other lands. It was the best of the other lands. So some bris that it's a good land, and still you're not allowed to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. That's what he means. Kagan Hashem Keres Mitzrayim. And another pshat is that Mitzrayim was designated as the land in which the Jews lived until they left Mitzrayim. So when Avraham Avinu was told at the Bris Ben Absarim that your children will go to exile, Mitzrayim nichrusala bris, it has a bris, and that it was the home to the descendants of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, where we grew from 70 people to millions. Another possibility, which I like, in the Eitzah Nichmad, he says, remember the Kuzari Shita. We had earlier, the Kuzari Shita was that the whole Sinai Desert is Eretz Yisrael. The Jews, the whole 40 years of going to Eretz Yisrael, where they are, was also part of Eretz Yisrael somehow. Why? Because it says, Ad Nachal Mitzrayim, means until the Nile is Eretz Yisrael. If that's the case, and that's Rashi Shita, and that's the Kuzari Shita, then Mitzrayim is potentially Eretz Yisrael. It's a part of Eretz Yisrael, which when captured by Melech Yisrael, would become part of Eretz Yisrael. So now the Kal V'chaimer says, Madoch, he can't go to a place, Shenichus al-Bris, which is potentially part of Eretz Yisrael. Still, until a Jewish king captures it, it doesn't become part of Eretz Yisrael. So certainly you shouldn't be going to other places in Chutz L'Eretz. So again, either Bris, that it's a Eretz Taiva, that the Jews would go there for the 400 years, or the bris of that is part of Eretz Yisrael. Some of the other pshatim are that lo yisaiv mitzri, that there's a bris to the Egyptian people that we commanded not to reject the Egyptians when they come to be Megayer, special lav, not to reject them. And another pshat, is Shenichrisa Aleha. Now this is another pshat. All the pshatim I told you so far are saying, if you can't go from Eretz Yisrael to Egypt, you certainly shouldn't be going anywhere else. Another pshat which they both bring is that Mitzrayim, Ma Mitzrayim, that there's an Isser to go there. Nisla Bris means there's an Aver and a Torah to go there. Still in our Golus. God sent us there. So Lekoshken, then in our Golus, as a punishment, God sends us to the other lands, where there's no Isser. Doesn't fit well. The first Mahalach fits better. And that is that Yehuda Levi, in his love of Eretz Yisrael, was talking about not leaving Eretz Yisrael. Which path does he choose there in the English translation? How does he translate, the first? That if you can't go to Egypt, you certainly shouldn't be going anywhere else. Okay. That reads best into the words. That's an amazing thing. No one else holds this way. That there's a prohibition of leaving from Eretz Yisrael to elsewhere. The Agadeli Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael don't leave the country because they don't want to be over the lav. They don't want to leave Eretz Yisrael, even temporarily. And there have been Jews who have not been out of Yerushalayim all their lives. He doesn't travel out. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, so let's go back to the words. Let's turn the page. Va'omer, Ka'v'omru, and we were told, again, the king asked him to give a rundown, a sampling of Gemaras that praise Eretz Yisrael. It says, Kola kover b'Eretz Yisrael, kilo kover tachas ha'mizbeach. Anybody who's buried in Eretz Yisrael is like he's buried under the Mizbeach. Now, don't go try to get buried under the Mizbeach. It just means that just like the Mizbeach is a kapara, forgiving for Klal Yisrael, we understand that being buried in Eretz Yisrael is keeper ad Masayah. Now here I have a big kasha. I don't know what to do with this. I had this kasha for a long time. I don't recall ever hearing a good answer. This is a Yerushalmi. It's well known. Keeper ad Masayah, being buried in Eretz Yisrael is a kapara. I don't understand Rashi and Chumash. Yaakov tells Yosef, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, why? So Rashi says, three pshatim. Either because there'll be lice in Mitzrayim and I don't want to be affected by them, or because the Egyptians will make me into Avodah Zarah, or because of Gilgal Machailais. I don't want to have to go through tunnels to get to Eretz Yisrael. Why does he say V'chiper Ad Masayamai? Why does he give this reason? That being buried in Eretz Yisrael is Kilu Kavar Tachas HaMizbeach.
Did that the Kedusha at that time?
I don't know, it's so there, it's all, no? So we will later have the Kedusha, no?
What about the Mishnah that you said before, that it potentially has the status of Eretz Yisrael captured, even though it isn't now?
Because Egypt has the status of Eretz Yisrael, so maybe that's why. Okay, perhaps. He's going to talk about that, although Yaakov did live there. Let's see, he talks about what you're saying. We praise someone who died in Eretz Yisrael better than somebody who died in Chutz La'aretz and goes there as a dead body. How can compare going to Eretz Yisrael when you're alive to going after death? Deutz Nechman on the bottom brings a Yerushalmi and Klaim that says it's usur for a person to get buried in Eretz Yisrael unless in his lifetime he was unable to move there. But in his lifetime he was able to move there and he didn't. So the language of Eretz Yisrael says, don't send me dead bodies. I'm not looking for dead bodies, I'm looking for live bodies. Now he brings here the Lashon. This is the language of Yerushalmi. They saw a, you know, they were taking coffins from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rebbe Bar Kira, the Rebbe Laza. Mahayilu Eilu. Why don't these people help us? Ani kaira aleihem, v'nechlasi samtem l'tayeva b'chayeichem. My land, you consider discussing when you're alive. V'atavayu t'tamu es eretz b'misaskem. And when you're dead, you come. So, it's a difficult, thing. Yeah. So, I don't know, in 1986 my brother passed away, Shalom. My parents bought karka here. I really wasn't sure what to do, if I should buy karka near my brother, or if I should be in Eretz Yisrael. I mean, at that time I wasn't afraid to talk about it. I was 28 or 29 years old. So I asked Rapam. So Rapam said, I go back and forth on this. On the one hand, it's good to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, why are we sending dead bodies to Eretz Yisrael? We should be sending live people to Eretz Yisrael. So he said to me, I go back and forth on it. So that was in 86. In about 96 or so, Rapam became ill. He had at that time, which he recovered from, cancer in his stomach. And I was visiting him. So he told me, you should know, I decided I'm going to be buried here. Yeah, I didn't explain that he didn't go into it too much. I decided I'll be buried here, and he bought karka here, and he's buried next to his father, here in New York City. So at any rate, this is a tough thing. It's like everything else about Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael votes with its feet. You know, we voted that it's worth getting buried in Eretz Yisrael. Many Jews get buried there, many get buried here, but I think probably more people have been buried from Chutz L'Aretz to Eretz Yisrael in the last 30 years than in the previous 2000. That were actually brought from one to the other. What? Ramosha. Yeah, Ramosha did not leave a tzava. It's interesting. But his children decided to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yaakov was buried here. So different Gedolim had different opinions on
that. What was that attitude? That if you didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, even though you had the opportunity, you should be buried there. Why do we take dirt from Eretz Yisrael to put in the coffin here? It's also an abomination.
It started from when people couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael, so at least they got earth and they brought it here. The Chiper Ad Masayami, the earth is somehow kapara, so.
So it's a bigger kapara than if you buried there.
I understand. You're right. V'haya mehakpadas Rav Chanina kashal oise mutter shielach pleini l'chutz l'aretz shiyah b'meishasachim. Someone asked the Shaila, a man had a brother who moved to Chutz L'aretz, married a woman and died. So the brother lived in Eretz Yisrael. He asked the Shaila, can I go to Chutz L'aretz to do Chalitza? Sha'amar, he said, Achim nasakutis umeis. Your brother married a guy and died. Baruch hamokim shahargoy. Blessed is God who killed him. V'yeyu l'acharav. And you want to go after him? Now he didn't marry a non-Jew. He went to Chutz L'aretz and married a Jew. He says, like he married a, you know, he left Eretz Yisrael to go marry a non-Jew. Sha'asru mechiris karka l'kuti. The Torah said not to sell land in Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Now both Mepharshim and Bavim say that this is not a known, there's no known source for this. He says, they said not to sell the beam of a house, that they'll take the beam out of the house and leave a house in Eretz Yisrael Charev. Shomru in Don and Dina Knossus El Eretz Yisrael. Many types of Din Mamin, we judge only in Eretz Yisrael. If someone owns a slave and sells it to Chutz L'aretz, the slave doesn't have to go, he goes free. Abzula Seharbe, many such Gemaras that show the special status of Eretz Yisrael. Oyd Amru, Avid Eretz Yisrael Machkim, the heir of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. When I was in 8th grade, one of the boys in my class went to Eretz Yisrael. He was away for a week, he came back. I still remember, man. Had a rabbi, he has a real sense of humor. So he told the boy misbehaved in class or something. So he said to him, Fivey, how'd you hold your breath for a week? He said, what are you talking about? He said, it says the ear of Eretz Yisrael makes a person wise. How'd you hold your breath for a week? You know, Savira Da'ara is Machim. By the way, it's only Machim if you sit and learn. If you, go on rides, jeeping. So I don't think the Avir maybe makes you be a better jeeper, but, Now here, somebody has to explain this to me. It says from the, listen to the language. It says from the love of Chazal to Eretz Yisrael, they said, if you walk Dalet Amis in Eretz Yisrael, you're certain to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Very, very difficult. Really? You walk Dalet Amis in Eretz Yisrael, you're guaranteed? So why am I working so hard sitting and learning a whole day? Just go Dalet Amis in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little hard to understand what... Right, Esav had the schus of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but to say it's guaranteed Olam Haba is very, very difficult. The Ibn Ezra is quoted on the bottom as saying that if you're go Dalet Amis in Eretz Yisrael, it's like walking Dalet Amis in Olam Haba. It doesn't mean you get Olam Haba. It also doesn't fit well. I would think it means just like we have a rule: Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chelik Olam Haba. You can lose it. You can do other things and lose it. So too, somebody goes to Alamis Neretz Yisrael, he's got Olam Haba. You gotta be careful not to lose it. But you have a chelik in Olam Haba. Someone once asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, if certain things are a school of to be rich, like being a sandik, so how come there are people that were sandik that are not wealthy? So he said, someone asked the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim said, it's true that certain things are a school of for being wealthy. There are other things that are a school of anias. So if you don't do anything bad, so you do a schooler for that, you'll get it. But, you know, so the same thing. So walking the arm is a schooler for Olam Haba. It's true. But doing other things are a school of Gehenna. So you gotta be unbalanced. You have to. So I don't know which is the definite answer. I can tell you one thing: don't rely on just Dalan Amis and Eretz Yisrael. It's hard to rely on just that. Just that alone. Let's finish what he says. When they wanted to cross into Eretz Yisrael, he wanted to figure out a way to get across, even though there was no bridge. Moshe and Aaron weren't zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Who says we'll be zeicha? That's a good attitude. You get on a plane. You say, well, you hope you'll land safely, but you have to have that attitude that we're going someplace where Moshe and Aaron only dream of going, and we have the schus to go. So it's a challenge to have the appreciation every single time you go to Eretz Yisrael, and I plan to go a week from Thursday. Tomorrow we're going to learn the king's dressing down of the Jewish people for not being in Eretz Yisrael more. So we'll do that in Yitz Hashem. Today's Monday, so tomorrow's Tuesday. Good. Yitz Hashem.